The view from the roof of Takyana's studio collective is quite scenic. Just behind the figure with a colored bag over its head stands the Kala Tornet, a 246-meter-high tower of glass and steel, a vertical needle piercing the sky. To its right are the four pylon structures of the Hissingsbrunn, which lift and lower the bridge deck like the city's lungs. The bridge breathes. Cars, buses, trams, bicycles, and people surge across it like waves, then stop. The deck rises, allowing the river to exhale again. Yet recently, we heard a story from a boat seller in Ringen. He said that the bridge is more than just an engineering feature of the 21st century. It is a threshold from an old fisherman's tales. One such tale is about a woman who stood on the bridge and saw a boat drifting below her. There was no captain, no cargo, only seals piled on top of each other, groaning and barking like a guttural choir. They resembled Selkies stripped of their skins, trapped in transit and unable to return to the sea. From that day on, the woman became a seal-like creature. Her body, caught between human and animal, remained in Ringen's scrapyards among cranes and workshops. A displaced body moving through metal and dust. On stormy nights, she returns to the bridge to listen for the river's call. Not human, not seal, but something in between. Perhaps she's more than just a tale. Perhaps she's an echo of our intrusion into the lives of animals, of our destruction, of our haunting presence. As you walk towards the next image, try to view the fabrics and materials as skins waiting to be recycled and returned to the sea.